Really? I mean, really? Think that's the name of this podcast. It's this guy's podcast, but the title is Really? The Bears Are 2-7? Really? The Bears are who we thought they are or were? Who are the Chicago Bears? Really? We lose to the New Orleans Saints, and let me just say this. This is our seventh time losing to the New Orleans Saints. Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Donovan Forrest, really, really, the Bears are 2-7. What's going on? What's really going on? I know you were watching the game just like I was watching the game. And of course, you do have some of those special effects where you got that. I think you're paying for that package where you see the red zone. You see a lot of games. But in particular, let's kind of focus on the Chicago Bears with five turnovers now in the game that was really crucial. Five turnovers in the game. You can't have five turnovers in a game on the road. But really? There were 2-7. What's going on?
Yeah, we had five turnovers. They had no turnovers for the game. We also didn't register a sack yesterday either. Our defense didn't register a sack. So it's just – it's a mess. Fields was out again. Tyson Bagent looked like – ever since he won that game – against, what was it, the Raiders? The Raiders. He came in and beat the Raiders. He's looked like a backup from, well, I forget the name of the college he went to. Like, so it's just all bad. I don't know why. I don't see how Eberflus still has a job. I don't really have any positive takeaways from yesterday's game besides Montez Sweat. We re-signed him.
Let's talk a little bit about Montez. His first his debut after signing that huge, humongous $98 million 4-year deal. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Really nice.
$24 million.
It's a lot. So I saw some things that were some kind of sparks. I saw some sparks. Saw him kind of get after Derek. There was a situation in one of the plays where he was able to get to the quarterback and Derek Stroh, it was nowhere, but he was able to kind of get. I think that once he gets with that chemistry together, I think he's going to be good. But yesterday, I thought he did pretty decent. But really, 2-7? What? Bajan, he had three interceptions. Am I correct?
I thought it was two, but it might have been three. Got to fact check that. But I know he had more than one for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what – I really don't know what to say. I don't. It's this season, I mean, is – go ahead.
There were some positives, right? There was the two touchdowns to Cole Kmet. I thought that was good. He two touchdowns to Cole Kmet, got him going. But I don't know. I think he I don't know. He had an injury. I don't know what's his status right now. But I think he left the game. I think maybe he came back. But the run game sucked. Deontay Foreman. I mean, they ran the ball a little bit, but they couldn't really establish themselves. And it's just awful.
Is there any? I don't know if you've heard any timeline on Khalil Herbert. Have you heard about when he might possibly come back?
I don't know, but I do know that this is a quick turnaround for them because you know the Bears play on Thursday night. Supposedly, Justin Fields
and who
could be back, but they, they were saying that maybe they will probably temper those expectations for the simple fact because it's a short week, and maybe he can use this week to kind of get back for the following week. Maybe Bajan will start, but this is one of those situations. It's gonna be tough. I don't like Thursday night games. I don't really like those turnaround games real quick, especially if you got some injuries and guys are nursing some injuries already.
They don't get timely. Yeah.
You know, even like to practice or what have you, but it is something.
Who are we scheduled to play on Thursday?
That's a good question. So maybe we should have had that together before we even started the This Guy's Podcast. But you know, whoever we're playing, we need to win. We really do. We need to win, and we need to win like now. I mean, can we salvage the career? I don't think so. I think
having seven losses already, come back from that.
Let's move on to the Bulls real quickly. The Bulls are 2-4. I know they have a game that's coming up that they're playing here tonight. I think they play the Utah Jazz tonight, if the schedule was right. And what's going on? You know what? I don't. Zach LaVine sucks right now. I don't like Zach LaVine. I've never really liked them, but now this is even more reason not to like them. I didn't like when I saw in the play-in tournament, the tournament that I thought, you know, parquet, red floor. Red is one of my favorite colors. Mind you, you know, you and I have talked, but I just felt like it would have been great to get a win on the floor. But we're losing these close games, you know, two-point games. You know, what in the hell? Really?
The Bulls are just like the Bears. It's a hot-ass mess. First of all, our offense, there's really no movement. We get killed on the boards, offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding. Transition points, we don't get consistent production from our starters. Torrey Craig, whether it's Zach LaVine White, Vucevic, he's been actually the most consistent out of the starting five. It's just been a mess. And then even with our bench, Io, before he went out with the illness, hasn't been consistent. Javon Carter has been good, who we brought over from Milwaukee. Andre Drummond has played pretty solid. Caruso up and down, and I think he's a game time decision tonight. So it's just the Bulls just need to blow it up. We just got and it's sad because
When you say blow it up, what do you mean? Blow up the team?
Blow it up. Yes, like just start over. Like we need to. We could keep our young guys like Kobe, Io, but as far as DeMar's on the last year of his contract, they're saying him and the Bulls are far apart on extension talks. And Zach LaVine is under contract, I believe, four more years. We just re-signed Vooch, but we're not going anywhere. Like, we're not. We're not beating Milwaukee. We're not beating Boston coming out the East. I'm not sure if we're better than Philly, even after the James Harden trade. So, we might as well try to get something for somebody while we can and build a draft.
I mean, everything that you're saying, I mean, head on, right on. I'm with that. But it is, do you think it's still kind of like too early in the season? I mean, even though. But, you know, other teams are doing just really, I mean, let's not use it as an excuse, right?
No. Yeah, it's early, but it's just like, it is early. Don't get me wrong, but we got the same team from last year. It's the same team from since we've had DeMar. We haven't really made any real, we don't really make any free agent additions for real. We added Javon Carter and Torrey Craig this past offseason. That's it. That was it. And we brought back Drummond, who we already had. So we let Javonte Green go, which I thought was stupid. They basically swapped out Derrick Jones for Torrey Craig. You know, whatever. They both kind of do the same thing. Torrey Craig is also more weight, probably, you know, so he can bang with bigger guys to defend with. But it's just Lonzo is still out again. It's been what this will be his second or what second or third season out. I want to say his second season very out.
Very disappointing.
Three knee surgeries. Like, it's like, I'm not going to even say D Rose all over again, because D Rose at least became an MVP and was an all-star, and you know, before he started dealing with all of that stuff. So
let me get your thoughts right now on the first in-season tournament, what they're trying to do. You know, it's all kind of built up fan base. It's also uh-huh. motivation for a lot of players too, because I believe at the end, that purse is going to look really nice. What is it, like $1 million or $500,000 or something like that?
Yes.
These players are really trying to play. So it's makes it competitive. But what are your thoughts after viewing some of the games that we saw over the weekend?
I liked it a lot. I think the courts were very spirited, very different, creative. Some looked nice, some didn't. But I think it's a great idea because, for the most part, it helps with where it gives players, which you shouldn't have to give players who's making as much money as these guys make more incentive to do their job, but it that's what it is. That's in essence what it was built for, in my opinion. And so whether it's guys who would have rested on or who's might have been nursing an injury, and then you know they make up an excuse for them to not play, or you know, everybody's gonna go through something throughout the season, but a lot of these guys can play through stuff. Look at LeBron. Look at LeBron. He's the prime example. I'm not that you can
compare my LeBron. My boy, you know what? Look at LeBron, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. LeBron is amazing, especially that Clippers game. I don't think, you know, we talked about it a little bit, that Clippers game the other night where it went into overtime, and LeBron, 42 minutes basically, with 35 points.
After he had just played in an overtime against Sacramento the night before.
That's what I'm saying. He's got that million-dollar body. He's a beast. He's a freak of nature. He's somewhat different. I don't even know if LeBron is from here. He's like enough.
But these guys, even though they weren't born with LeBron's body, but they have they do the same resources. They have this. They're not a billionaire, but they still are millionaires. So they can put that same time and effort into their body.
And then at his age, you have to think about the conditioning that he does. His conditioning. I don't think guys really do as much conditioning as LeBron does to have that stamina. You know, night in.
That's a problem.
Still, it's early in the season. I mean, you got to still kind of take care of him and, you know, limit those points and stuff like that. But he's just amazing to watch even now. But the Lakers have been losing. So I didn't like that game that they dropped to the Magic. What happened?
No. Rebound, just like with the Bulls. Got killed on the boards. Our guards wasn't crashing in. Orlando sends a lot of their guards in to help their bigs rebound. Both teams were missing a lot of their rotation players. Wendell Carter Jr. Will be out at least the next 3 weeks with a broken hand. Markel Fultz dealing with a knee injury. A number of guys were out. And then on our end, Torian Prince was out. He actually got hurt in warmups with a knee injury. Rui Hachimura had an eye slash. Now they call it a concussion. Gabe Vincent is out for the next couple weeks with a knee injury. Jared Vanderbilt hasn't played yet this season with a heel injury. So we were in an 8-man rotation. So our starting lineup, so Reeves, Russell, Anthony Davis, LeBron, and who am I forgetting? Reeves, Russell, Anthony Davis, LeBron, and who am I forgetting that's in the starting five without Torian Prince? D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, AD, LeBron. I'm blanking right now. But
yes, okay.
We basically played our starting five, and then Jackson Hayes, Christian Wood, Max Christie, Cam Reddish off the bench. Maybe it was Cam Reddish who started. I think it was Cam Reddish who started. Yeah. So we don't have no depth. Where our depth is hurt. We got missing five. And then the rookie, Jalen Hood-Schifino, he's not going to get any playing time, but we missing five players.
Yeah.
But, you know, so – yeah.
Well,
and then you got almost 39-year-old LeBron.
Yeah. I think that they're going to kind of turn it around. But right now, and the champions are ruling the West right now. They just look really good. And Jokic, oh my goodness, this guy, it's true. Like they haven't missed a beat. They haven't. And it's the Denver Nuggets, and they've got something. I mean, they're the team to beat. They're the team to beat. Anybody in the West.
Until you knock them off, they're the team to beat.
They are the team to beat. Yep. They are the champions.
And then when you look at the other teams in the West. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I was gonna do is gonna say, because I think that we were running out of time and everything, but until the next this guy's podcast, we're gonna kind of wrap it up, because I think this is gonna look pretty decent. I really like how this is already kind of come. But do not go off the phone, bro. Do not get off the phone. I gotta end this.
I'm not.